it's so hard because we're so limited to what we can do in the offseason to tell where he is. But he was in great condition. He's you know, he's just got to continue to work his butt off in the weight room, which he has. And it's all going to be told when the pads come up and the real bullets start flying. And I think he's going to be able to help us. And he's a lot of energy. He's never short of energy. And he plays hard and plays tough, and we got to get him to play tough and smart. If he does those things, I think he'll give us a chance to win.
He said the other day that he still feels like, you know, he has the confidence, but he needs to prove it to you guys.
No doubt. I mean, he's got to consistently go out there and do it day in and day out. And he flashes everything that you want, and he certainly did this offseason. He's somebody that's going full speed all the time, and he's obviously, he can be a factor on special teams, but we need him to step up and help us in defensive end.
What holds a guy back, like in his situation last year when he was healthy on the field? Is it as simple as, well, you don't want to expose him because he might not be experienced against the run or that kind of
No, it really, you know, he was off to a really good start. He got hurt right there after the first game. I think it was a Pittsburgh game, our first game. I mean, he had a great game. It was all over the stat sheet. He got hurt and really was out for 5 or 6 weeks before we could really do anything with him. And a rookie missing that much time, that key period of training camp, it's hard to ever get his feet back on the ground. We had some depth there, and it's just hard to, you know, get him worked back in. And so he just was knocked off rhythm there early and was never really able to get his feet firmly back on the ground. And so he came in this offseason in very good shape. He worked hard. He went through the surgery he had, and he got that. He took care of that and as far as his rehab. And he had an outstanding OTA in minicamp. So I'm excited about him getting in here and starting in the spring, in the fall.
And how about Hankins? What have you seen from him?
Well, I said that earlier. He's in the best shape that he's been since I've been around him. And he and Marcus Kuhn had maybe as good as off-season workouts, you know, as OTAs and minicamp as anybody out there. And I'm really looking forward to getting him back in here and getting off to a good start when we get pads on and see where he goes.
Any of the undrafted guys making an impact in the spring that you're really anxious to have?
Very good group of free agent guys we've got in here. It's as good a group as I've been around as far as from a learning standpoint. They've done an outstanding job, and all of them have a chance now. That's without pads, you know, and how limited we are in the off season. So we got to see what happens when the pads come on, and once we get out there and start going against NFL talent, you know, and live, you know, live NFL talent, it's when the story's going to be told.